The 32 apartments in the Housing First building are basic, almost institutional with their low single beds. But then there are the little touches that show just how much community support has gone into the project. The Gold Street Quilters donated 32 handmade quilts with the names of each resident embroidered inside.
And so every unit gets a quilt, and then every quilt, it says like exactly who it's for and their name.
And Maria Lovashuk leads the tour. She runs the Glory Hole Downtown Shelter and Soup Kitchen and has been Housing First's project manager.
So this is the little communal area. There's going to be TV here.
Similar facilities already exist in Anchorage and Fairbanks. It starts as no-strings housing for homeless people.
And the idea is that just having housing, you know, like nice housing, in itself is a stabilizing force in people's lives. And what we know from other projects is even though people don't have to participate in services, when we don't have to participate in services, they participate a lot more than when they have to do it as a condition of something.
Essential services from medical care to counseling are available. There's also a to-be-completed downstairs clinic. A physician's assistant will be on site for urgent care. Mental health services will also be offered. The Juneau Assembly has provided $2.7 million in public money to help finance the project. Other donors followed. Businesses provided in-kind services and materials. Tenants pay rent on a sliding scale.
You pay 30% of your income to rent, and it gets reassessed every month by the landlord. And so if your income is zero, then your rent is zero. But if your income is, you know, $1,100 a month, then you pay 30% of that.
And the thinking goes, as people become settled, productivity increases.
Actually, and the idea is that in this project is that people come in with very little income initially, but once they stabilize, they do bring more income in, their income increases.
So will it work?
We want to do an evaluation of the program and demonstrate the benefits of Housing First in Juneau.
That's Jeanette Lacey. She's the lead social worker at Bartlett Regional Hospital and a Housing First board member. She'll also be working with researchers from University of Alaska Fairbanks, which will be using this as a case study.
The Housing First program in Juneau has obviously learned from the lessons of other programs throughout the nation, and so what we've tried to do with our program is to take what's been working and try to redesign some things that maybe didn't go as well, and so we want to just evaluate the process that we have here and also, you know, have something to give back to the community to demonstrate what we're seeing as the outcomes from the project.
Daisha Davis is the newly hired program director who will oversee the complex's 8 staffers. She brings with her 14 years of experience in social work.
I see it as a learning experience, and we're going to grow a lot this year and just every day kind of adjust and be flexible and meet the needs of the program and the tenants.
The first 10 residents are set to move in the next week. Organizers hope it'll be quiet and under the radar as people settle in. Batches of 10 residents will move in every 10 to 14 days until all 32 apartments are filled. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.